I'm Mayor Betsy Price, and we're keeping Fort Worth funky on the
Funky Town Podcast!
I hope you're ready. This show's gonna get a little bit funky and a lot of fun.
Okay, it's the Funky Town Massacre, live from the Temple of I. That was Garage Barrage.
What are you doing in our house?
I don't know. I came over here to do some...
We can't get rid of you.
Did you invite him?
I haven't left your side since Sunday.
You just show up here. You've, like, moved into the temple.
Yeah, he came over with, like, we're going to do a podcast together on Sunday, and I was like, yeah, I'm just going to hang out now. So now I'm just kind of like Dustin's roommate.
You start paying rent.
I'm not doing that.
Pay our water bill out here.
I'm more like a wife.
We have a water bill out here?
You're what? Wait, hold on. What was that?
So I'm more like the wife.
So we're not going to get laid. If we're lucky, we can look at your butthole and rub
right,
one?
Right.
Okay.
When I'm sleeping.
Whoa. When you're sleeping.
Jeez.
Oh, wait, this is your show.
Yes.
Okay. My bad. I'm sorry.
All right, so why are we here?
We're here to...
It's deja vu.
Introduce. So Sunday we went to the Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards.
Yeah, we did.
We found a table pretty much middle of the auditorium or middle of the... I guess auditorium is the right word.
It was where the action was.
Someone made a mistake and invited us to this thing.
So we set up some microphones and we sat there and just started... First, we start off with a red carpet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doing some interviews. We have a.
I didn't. Were about to turn me away.
We have Matt.
It was red carpet.
It was risky.
It was risky.
Yeah. And I think they roll that out more for you, because they know what to expect from you. There's a lot of listeners that the Fort Worth Weekly, like the readers and stuff, they also listen to your show. But then when they see Dustin and I think the people that work it and stuff are like, oh no, man, they got back in again.
Did I tell you what we did at the door when we got there?
We said we were part of your crew.
No, no, no.
And they're like, come on.
So first off, I said, you know, Spectacle, Drag the Ocean, and they're like looking around, and I was like, or it may be under Jerry Jones Time Massacre, the podcast, you know, and they're like, oh, so like, are you with Jeffrey Lord in the Funky Town? And I was like, no, we're the complete opposite.
But I said yes. I was like, no, I am.
That's funny.
She said, Joe was standing there, and I told him, I was like, they just asked if I was part of the Funky Town. I said, nope, we're the complete opposite.
Happy Tuesday to you, though.
So,
thanks for having us on your show.
But it is Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're going to talk about this?
Yeah, happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, somebody fucked up.
Yeah, because we did this yesterday. We came over. And really, the whole thing is supposed to be, we're going to do an intro now. We're going to do an outro at the end of the show.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do an intro. It's
easy cut.
Easy
outro.
Cut,
podcast 101.
Should take us 30 minutes tops. And I left here last night at like 11:30, I think it was, almost midnight. And then I get home with, I'm so pissed.
Yeah.
We didn't record anything.
No,
yeah,
we did
record. My Star Wars stories, and you did that.
We did record stuff, and it was recording. It just didn't, for some reason, we had an interruption yesterday.
We had a delay of gain.
Someone just showed up here and caused all sorts of chaos. And then we went back to record. Somehow, Jeff's microphone got unarmed. And so there were tracks of Matt and I talking, and then you hear Jeff in the background going, yeah, there was a really good time, and all this stuff was happening. And then we're all up here like this, and blah, 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 blah. And
Jeff's over here, and you couldn't understand any of it.
Well, so that's what we 99% of the podcast out there sound like that anyway. So
they do. We could have just put one microphone in the middle of the room.
Yeah. What?
So we had to come back and do it again. But we've had time to...
You know what? Getting back to that, sorry to interrupt you, and I'll probably do it about 50 more times, because I'm bad about that.
Well, just keep...
And saying like.
Just go with it.
Anyway, I blame the marijuana. Because you're a user, and you came over here, and the first thing you did was stink up the whole room.
I didn't do anything last night.
I think the whiskey and weed did...
You a pothead?
It made us angry.
Jeff?
My head is not a pot.
Oh, man, let me turn my phone off. This is a professional podcast. So, I can have this happen on mine.
So I was going to say that we've had time to reflect on what we did yesterday.
And that we don't want to do it again.
Jeff, are you a doper?
And we can come back today and do it better. But so far, we're not on a good we're not on a good start. Yesterday was way better than this.
Hold on. You want me to stop this right now?
And start it over.
Start it over, okay?
So, hey,
are you ready?
Jeff, you a doper?
No. Or a midnight toker.
Let's do this again. And in 3, 2, 1...
Happy Wednesday, Jeff.
Hey, welcome to the Funky Town Massacre.
Wait. That was a false start. Do it again. Right. Ready?
And in 3, 2, 1.
All right. Welcome to the Funky Town Massacre. That was Garage Barrage, who was nominated for Best Tribute Cover Band. And I was happy to see those guys at the show. Speaking of the show, we were there with microphones with Dustin Snyder of Jerry Jones Time Massacre.
He's a German.
Matt Suckett Stubbs of the Jerry Jones Time Massacre.
Hello. Hello.
Happy Tuesday. I mean, happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, happy Wednesday, Jeff.
So we're not going to get into what we got into the pre-show.
No.
Right?
So we were there last night. We had recorders.
No wifey's world.
And then we did some interviews before the show started. And then as the show went on, we just sat there and did play-by-play. Now, you can't really hear with clarity what's being said on stage.
That was a problem the whole night, no matter where you were at.
I don't think it had anything to do with the podcast. It's just
because
everybody
was complaining about that. Like, we'd walk away, and the only place you could hear with clarity was like the first four rows of the theater.
But I did read off the nominations to you. However, they didn't put the name of the winner on the screen, so sometimes I couldn't hear the name of the winner.
You'd think a reputable publication like the Fort Worth Weekly would have someone that knew how to run a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find out about this new band called Happy I Am.
And you sir, are looking for a job. Why don't
I am
go,
happy, right?
If the Fort Worth Weekly needs someone to help with PowerPoint presentations, that's your specialty.
PowerPoints?
And
yeah,
you know
you're
name,
right. Damn right.
And you know the name of a lot of the bands, so you'd be able
I
to
do.
Get up
I do. I would
there
not call them Panic Volcano.
Or House Harkonnen.
Harkonnen. Which I still...
I mean...
I kind of like the name House Harkonnen.
House Harkonnen's only been around
who's
for
that?
What? 15 years.
Oh, you mean House Harkonnen?
Yeah.
But in her so defense, House Harkonnen. She's a DJ on a local red dirt country type radio station, so she's never heard of House Harkonnen.
I've never. Well, I've heard of House Harkonnen.
I've never heard of her.
But it was at the Fort Worth Weekly Awards that I heard about House Harkonnen.
No, it was the Dallas Observer Music Awards.
Dallas Observer Music Awards said Harkonnen.
No, I thought you meant that's where you first learned about House Harkonnen.
No, that's not where. The first time we saw House Harkonnen was actually at Trees, and it was some tattoo festival or something, wasn't it?
No, it was their showcase, the award showcase.
Well, they got announced right there by the Eagle, wasn't it?
Yep.
It was House Harkonnen.
They didn't win last night.
I think it was Dangerous Darren.
No, that was way after Dangerous Darren.
It wasn't?
Yeah, because I wasn't working there.
So,
Dangerous Darren.
What you're going to hear is audio from Sunday night. You'll hear some red carpet interviews. Then you'll hear the award show.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear some winners. And you'll hear some...
losers.
Some opinions, some play-by-play, some color.
Whoa!
It's two separate episodes.
And then...
we're going to let that slide?
There is an hour.
We're going to let racism, blatant racism, just slide.
We are. He's from the South Side. He can get away with it.
Okay.
It's cut up in two shows. There's an hour and some change for your show. And then the second part is on our show, the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. And it's an hour and some change. So we kind of, you'll hear some of the Hall of Famers play,
mm-hmm.
but some of them we cut out because the audio was really, really bad and distorted.
So yeah, some of the music, the live music didn't come through.
One of these days we'll get our stuff together.
And like
run our little R2-D2 right, plug him up right to the soundboard. You know what I mean?
Next year,
run it direct.
Yeah, we just live and learn.
Plug it right in.
Yeah,
plug
but right the on. Problem is we'd still have the band I Am Happy being announced and
man,
Panic Volcano.
Everybody makes mistakes.
I think that's what set Zach off.
Panic Volcano.
No, I happy. He wasn't set off at all. He
no,
was
that's
very
not
lovely.
What it was.
He was walking around hugging people.
He was
kissing
mad about
people.
An S.
Yeah, he was mad about an S.
Well.
The letter S pissed him off.
It was the way the letter S was drawn.
S was not his favorite letter that night.
Kiss has done it for years.
He was mad about that, too.
He was mad at... he's still mad at Kiss?
Yeah.
He didn't like it?
Uh-uh.
Is he Jewish?
I just don't like Gene Simmons.
Anyways, you don't have to be Jewish to not like Nazis. How many times have we got to talk about this? Matt, Nazi lover. Matt Stubbs at JerryJonestownMassacre@gmail.com.
Nazi apologist.
At Suck at Stubbs.
Okay.
So...
he's joking.
Although Matt's a Baptist Jew.
A Southern Baptist Jew.
Jew Baptist.
A Southern, was it? Jew Baptist. Hey, so, let's just do racial and bigotry humor all show long.
So
yesterday we did rape. Let's do
so this is what
racism.
This is what you need to do. You have the show plan. Go ahead and go into your iTunes or whatever your podcast catcher is and then do find the Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Do that.
And then you can do... set as next, play next. Then as soon as this show ends, that show will start.
And
we'll come
three,
back. We'll come back at the end
two,
and kind of remind you how
one.
To do it. Stop it. Save it for your show.
All right. So yeah, here's the first part. Enjoy it. Sit
in
back
what?
And relax.
So let's,
what'd you say?
We're gonna send it down to the red carpet.
Did you
to
say
Matt Stubbs?
No, I did not.
Take it away, Matt Stubbs, on the red carpet with Johnny Trash Pockets from the Me Stinks.
Here we go.
Which one's the cocaine?
Do I have the mushroom wristband?
Which one's the cocaine wristband?
This one is the cocaine.
Be sure to ask him what he's wearing or who he's wearing.
Okay, Matt Stubbs here with the Jerry Jonestown podcast at the Fort Worth Weekly Awards. Music. Fort Worth Music, right?
Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards.
Right. 2018, I've got the...
2018.
I've got the drummer from the Methinks.
The guitarist
from the Methinks.
Yeah, I used to be the drummer.
The rhythm.
No,
I have the rhythm drummer. I have the rhythm drummer for the Methinks. Trash Pockets.
I was never a drummer.
So you were saying one of these wristbands gets us to the cocaine buffet?
Yeah, but I really hope I have the right mushroom.
I don't think the mushroom
wristband. I think it's the brown one.
Which one's the this? Which buffet is the?
The buff. This one.
Yeah.
It's for the buffet.
Buffet.
This one. That's is an for all the you, cocaine.
That's an all you can do buffet.
And this one is for the lean.
Okay. Oh, there's a lean buffet.
There's a lean fountain.
Sweet.
And this one is for the mushrooms.
Promethazine and what is it? What's in lean? Promethazine and some codeine? Kind of some shit like that?
Secret herbal ingredients.
We need to do that. All right, so I was asking when the next show for the Methinks is that you'll be playing rhythm drums, stage left.
We've got a show coming up with Dagger Club in August, I believe. And we do have a, I believe, a Beaumont show on the horizon. I want to say that's November.
So the Beaumonts, don't you guys cover one of their songs?
I wouldn't say we cover it. We try.
So are you going to do it on
that
show?
I think everybody else does a good job, but I just can't play the fucking slide.
Well, it's hard on drums, man.
It's hard on drums to play slide guitar.
Yeah. So where's the rest of the guys?
Ray is here. He may still be in the limo.
Is he at the shroom buffet?
There was some ladies when we got here in the limo, so he may still be back there. But Marlon, I'm not sure if he's here yet or if he's able to come today.
He's at the pill buffet, the pill bucket.
He did have an anal bleaching appointment for earlier. I don't know if they might have had to push it back.
Right, right. Well, thank you for your time, sir. I hope you guys win. I love you.
Well, it would be nice, but it's just an honor to be nominated.
I could. Yep, you're right, man. Let's go party.
All right.
Reporting live, Jerry Jonestown Massacre podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Jeffrey Lord at the Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards 2018. Suckin' Stubbs. We're here with the guys from Garage Barrage.
Hey, hey. What's up?
How you guys doing?
Hey, Ranger.
Hello.
What's up, man?
They got all three of the Garage Barrages. So are you guys having a good time?
I'm so full.
Yes, this is a great time. The barbecue is
delicious.
We're
having a blast, man. We're having beer is amazing. Such a good time.
It's really cool.
And you brought cool. And you brought the ladies?
Yeah, of course.
All the wives are here.
They're the real stars.
And a few family members as well.
Yeah, they're the ones that put up with you while you do this on Friday nights.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah,
God, yes.
Thank goodness.
Absolutely.
So you guys... We're pretty shocked to be nominated.
Yeah, I would say so.
We were shocked that anyone knew what we were.
I feel like we always have to apologize. You know what I mean?
I don't apologize.
I just think it's cool.
I will tell you, man, I think you're incredible with all your videos and stuff you do. It's like all the time you got new videos coming out, the GTA 5 with a song.
Oh, shit, yeah, that's all Ranger, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. The drummer did that.
No, it's not all me.
I thought since you were like the video photographer guy, you were the one doing it. So you're the one doing it.
I do like the live stuff. Ranger's kind of our like digital video guru.
Dude, it's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
No, God, I think the marketing that's been going over the past, I don't know, I guess 2 months or so has been like really cool. Yeah. Like the new talk with the space guy.
Yeah, man, we have a good time. It's fun.
I don't know how to get that on. Do you got to do that on your phone to get it on Instagram, or do you do it on the computer and put it on Instagram?
Most of the time it's on the computer, then on social media.
Yeah?
Yeah. Dropbox is our best friend. Yeah.
He's a big team member.
And now you guys got merch?
Yeah, we do.
We do have merch.
For no reason.
Ian's wearing a tank right
I
now.
I am wearing a tank.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little Scully tank. I know you're not supposed to wear it. Like, that's a faux pas. You're not supposed to wear the shirt of the band you're in. If I learned anything from the movie Can't Hardly Wait, it's you never wear the shirt of the band you're in. But, fuck it.
It's good stuff.
All right, so do you guys got a... If for some crazy reason you guys were to win, do you got like a speech plan or anything?
Just to thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I'm not going to say anything. No. You're the main person we need to thank here.
You
found us.
Yeah. We would thank the Funky Town podcast.
Yep.
Man, I just go through Bandcamp and just look for stuff, and I was just like, oh, this is great. And I took it back, and as soon as everybody else heard it, it was like, I haven't met anybody yet. I went over to a friend of mine's house, and he's showing me all these new bands he's into. He's like, what are you into? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm kind of showing like the new Jack White record or whatever, and I'm like, I go, you know what? I go, here. If you want to know what I'm really into lately, I started playing that. I started playing, you know, I think
what,
I just played.
What do you think?
Scattered and
covered. Yeah.
That's my go-to when I want to show somebody.
Okay.
He just sat there smiling ear to ear. He's like, dude, this is so awesome.
That's awesome. I don't know how, but that's awesome.
I don't know how you guys do it, but no, I haven't. Anybody that's heard it's just been like, oh yeah, this is awesome. It's great.
Cool.
That's good.
A lot
we
of
didn't
fun.
Know that. It's cool.
No, it's fun. So, we all have fun tonight. I won't keep
you. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Appreciate
it. You have a good night.
I will.
Throw it back to the studio.
Oh, so we'll go back to the studio with who? Dustin?
We got
to
work in the insurance.
Hey, all you fans out there in Radio Land, y'all want to hear a joke? Well, too bad. Oh, gotcha. All you fools just looked real bad. Yeah, I bet you're real embarrassed with your red faces and your blue underwear.
All right, we're back here on the red carpet of the Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards 2018. I'm standing here with Rex.
Hey.
And Joe from the band Mean Motor Scooter.
Oh, hey.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing well.
Oh,
great.
Great.
How are you?
Enjoying the festivities so far?
I am.
Oh, they're great.
I'm 2 gin and tonics in, so.
There you go.
For sure.
Both you boys are looking rather dapper. I've got to ask, who are you wearing?
This is Amazon, really cheap.
All right.
I don't know the brand, but
this is Wrangler head to toe, except for the Converse and the Fort Worth local hat.
Nice touch.
Yeah,
a nice touch.
You're feeling like you've got to keep it local tonight.
I feel like you got to keep it. This is the Fort Worth Music Christmas, and you know you got to represent.
True. So both you boys are up for several awards this evening.
Yep.
Are you nervous? Are you excited?
Drinking.
You're drinking.
Enjoying it.
I'm also drinking.
Drinking.
I'm working on a world record of Bud Lights consumed.
See?
Are they going to cut us off of the Bud Lights?
They should not do
that. Oh, no. They're cutting us off in like 5 minutes.
Really?
Oh.
Well, from the free beer.
It stops at 5:30?
The free beer does.
Oh, because the civilians.
Yeah, because the civilians.
The civilians.
Well, then... we might be cutting this interview really short.
Really short.
Go get some more beer.
Let's get beer.
We gotta get some bubbles.
If y'all, yeah.
We're gonna double fist it. We're gonna take a minor break. We're gonna throw it back to the studio, and then we'll come back and do some more.
Thank you. I'm with that plan.
World Cup Wednesday against Croatia.
All right.
Whoa, it's gonna be good. 1:00.
We're back on the red carpet. We're here with James.
He ain't paying no attention.
James from the Spectacle.
Yeah.
Is up for a bunch of awards tonight.
So is England.
So we can only talk about the mother country. Where are you from in England?
The southern bit.
What is that?
Like the south part of it.
Is there a town?
Not right now. They haven't named it yet. They're going to.
Are you still recovering from World War II?
Yes, pretty much. There's no name for the town we're from yet.
Did the town Brexit?
David, it's true.
Is it Southampton?
No. Well, it's south of Southampton. It's weird.
That's water.
Yes, exactly.
You ever heard of Nottingham?
Yes.
What's south of that?
That's water.
But
everything
north
is water.
No, sorry. It's north of Southampton, but south of Northampton.
New England is in the water.
How much did y'all have to drink on the way over here?
Absolutely nothing.
What are you wearing tonight?
Who
are you wearing?
T-shirt.
Who designed it?
Cotton. Arthur McDoyle.
Jeff, do you have anything for this band?
What kind of socks are you wearing?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm wearing my Union Jack socks right now.
See? There you go.
Yeah.
You are England all the way
today.
Man,
we're gonna take over the world.
By winning a
World Cup. Yes.
World Cup.
The Queen has already said she'll take over at any time. All colonies can come back.
I do have something to show you here. Hold on, let me scroll past all these. It's right here. Now I don't know if this is appropriate to play in public, but be sure to watch. Be sure to look. It's coming home.
Oh, that's great. Look. That's in front of my house right now. I put it up today.
Now, why do they use that flag and not the Union Jack?
Because that's the cross of St. George. He slayed the dragon.
So why don't you use the Union Jack? Why isn't
because
that?
The Union Jack is England, Ireland, Wales, and Scotland.
Oh, okay.
It's the United
I'm just
Kingdom.
A dumb Texan.
But if you look at the Union Jack, it's got this flag in it, as well as the Scottish flag, as well as the Welsh. Well, not really Welsh flag, because that's not a real country. But then also a little bit of the Irish flag in there, too.
So y'all claim Northern Ireland more than Wales?
I don't claim anything.
But England claims Northern Ireland more than Wales?
Northern Ireland claims England more than Ireland.
Well, I know that.
That's the only reason, I think.
And Belfast is amazing.
Yeah, it's like Canada.
Okay.
You know, they got like the queen on the money and everything. Yeah.
All right.
If you want any more history, I can tell you.
Well, I only know about Texas.
I only know about Texas, too.
I know Texas history.
This English lesson from you has been absolutely amazing.
You're welcome anytime.
I think it's been priceless.
From the oppressors.
Yes.
Oppressors, yes. Well, not anymore. More of like losers. But we're changing that in about 2 weeks. 1 week. And
so,
Sunday.
On Tuesday.
Tuesday, yes.
It's against?
It's Tuesday is
against France.
France,
that's
France
right.
Against
England.
Belgium. France and Belgium.
Yeah. And then it's Croatia against England on Tuesday.
And then on Sunday, it's the big game.
And then Sunday, it's going to be the Brexit game, right? Belgium against England.
Well, let me tell you something.
Total Brexit.
England, we're
Brussels
very lucky.
Is going to be
we're
pissed.
Really lucky. Well, we're not. It doesn't matter luck. But we're lucky that Russia lost. Because if Russia had won, Russia would be playing England on Wednesday. And that's not good.
No.
Because they're right now in a big beef about, like, poisoning people. You know about that?
I know. That would have played totally to the narrative.
Yeah.
Which plays more to the narrative? Poisoning, Russia poisoning English or Brexit?
I think they're poisoning Croatia right now.
Oh, Croatia didn't leave the country.
They're, like, putting poison in all their food.
There's no way Croatia left the country, right?
No, they can't.
Those guys are dead. So on Tuesday, we have France and Belgium?
Yes.
And then on Wednesday, we have England and Croatia?
Yes.
Right
soccer
now,
talk, soccer
England
talk.
Is the favorite? I guess I'm just
England is the favorite, yeah.
Matt just airdropped me his dick.
That's weird.
That's weird.
That is weird.
All right.
Anything else?
You're up for an award tonight, right?
Yes, we're up for best medals.
What is this weir? You and this guy standing next to you?
Yeah, this guy. And you, too. And that's it.
I'm not really part of the band
and
yet.
No one else.
I'm not on any recordings yet.
Yeah, you are. But they just haven't been released.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, it's been fun. Cheers,
yes,
mate.
We're excited. We're pumped. All right.
Put another shrimp on the barbie.
Dave wants to talk.
Oh.
Oh no!
Right, now we're gonna have normal conversation. We're not gonna talk about that.
I
want to
hear this. I want to hear a Dave and Jeffrey Lord interview.
An interview between each other.
Do you like Fantomas?
Do I like
Fantomas?
I love Fantomas. I went to see Fantomas when they came through with the Locust.
Oh yeah?
A while ago. So, yeah.
What album was it?
The first one.
Like the very first one.
Yeah.
That's cool. So like a was it kind of like an orchestra?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I mean. That
yeah,
like,
no, yeah.
Like he's the director, and he's like,
right. Yeah, that.
That's what I mean by orchestra, or whatever.
Super. No, that's the second one. I think that's the second one with the orchestra.
No. I just meant that he's kind of like the director of an orchestra with the band, because it's very just, ba 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 ba, da. You know, then. And so, yeah, is it like he's really in charge of all that? You know, I've only seen Tomahawk.
Oh, I haven't seen Tomahawk. I wish I would have.
Yeah,
like
that was
during
cool.
Like Mick Goss, I really love like that first Tomahawk album. Was fucking
yeah,
awesome.
It was the first album.
Yeah, Mick Goss, like just how it starts off, is really. Sometimes it's hit or miss with Patton, I think. You know, or his projects. Like you can get the vocal album, and be like, what the fuck?
His little four track thing that he did.
Yeah, like that's awesome. I don't get it, but
I don't get it.
Does.
What was the one like with all the recipes?
I don't know.
There's like you're talking about. You know, like all the recipes. You remember that?
I forgot what album that was.
Yeah,
Mrs. Lord is chiming in.
All the different hotel rooms that he went to on tour, but I think that was the vocal lessons for whatever. But he also did one. It was like all recipes or something really weird.
Really? I didn't know that.
That's some of his
bizarre really surprised, but it's like...
I think the only Phantom House album that... I like the first one, but only because I listened to it on acid, me and her. And if you hear it and you're like looking at the liner,
yeah,
and you're tripping and listening to it, it just made total sense. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I think if you have an experience like that, you know, the combination of
psychedelics.
Yeah, psychedelics and then something that psychedelic and that the music and everything that you experience during that is going to stick with you. Like,
yeah,
it's almost like you, it's almost like a post-traumatic stress syndrome, you know, like that's basically
sure.
What, like, you have the same image every time you listen to it again.
Right, right.
Just like when you see a video of a song for the first time, like you don't actually hear the song first, you see the video and that impression is in, at least for me, is that like permanently present, you know, like, and
yeah.
I can't, like, hear a song, like I can't hear Mouth for War without seeing the fucking video.
Okay, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Something like that, you know, yeah.
Or like watching a movie and then going back and reading the book.
Right.
All the characters become the characters in the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, ask Dave what he was doing earlier today.
What were you doing earlier today?
I, Mr. Lord, was airsofting. I was going out and shooting 12-year-olds and 40-year-olds. Yeah, airsofting all morning.
Ask him what he was dressed as.
The Viet Cong today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Viet Cong today. They had a... I'm going through a midlife crisis, apparently. What, 3 months ago, I guess?
Yeah, it's been about three
months. Probably about 3 months ago. I'm like, my buddy, Matt, was like, I'm gonna start doing this. I'm like, well all right, I kinda dig it. Well, so we went as VC today.
The shirt says I
love Jane Fonda shirt on. I don't have a picture of me today. I didn't
That's
do
Matt.
Any.
That's so, my buddy Matt.
But it's not a BB gun. It's like it's plastic bullets or whatever.
Little plastic, BBs for
right.
Lack of a
like
better.
Like the copper
thing.
Or
projectiles.
Yeah.
They're biodegradable, so I don't feel so bad. Not that I would care anyway, whatever. What fucking turtle's going to get his neck caught around a BB?
But y'all are shooting each other?
They get stuck in the throat.
Yeah, the hurt?
Back. It's gone away. I got bamboozled. Like, all's fair in love and war. So the idea is, like, you know, A against B, black against white. You should know your sides. Unfortunately, out there, everybody seems to gravitate towards, like, multi-cam, like a certain pattern. So everybody looks the same.
Oh.
So we have to differentiate ourselves with armbands, white or red. You're allowed to do, like, let's say I get shot, and I can call for a medic. So I don't. It's like playing a living video game. There's like you get three lives, and then you have to go all the way back to the beginning, which means you have to go all the way back to like your respawn, whatever it is, touch it, and then walk all the way back. So it's physical, you know, physical video game. So you get a medic, and if you get shot, you could just yell for a medic. I come over and I have touch you for 5 seconds and count out loud while under fire. I mean, like I
right
taking around. The last time I went, not today, it was the time before, I saw a guy sitting on the ground, and he's just yelling medic, and there was a bunch of 12-year-olds with me, you know, I'm like, all right, kids, that's how you do it. You got a man down?
Huh? Is that legal?
Yes, all's fair in love and war.
But 12-year-olds with you?
Well, no, well, yeah, all's fair in love and war,
okay.
Bro. Didn't you hear me the first time?
Just making sure.
Damn. Don't make me pizzagate myself. Anyway, so this guy was yelling down there, and I told these kids, I'm like, okay, lay down some suppressing fire. I'm going to go help them. So these kids are shooting it, whatever, I don't know. And I go, I'm running. It's like everything's in slow motion. I'm fat, and I'm old. And everything's creaking, and I'm like, God, this is a mistake. Why did I do this? I put my rifle down, and I had a sidearm, and I should have drawn it, but I didn't. So I go run. I'm just running, just trying to get. So I slide. I had a big bruise on my ass. I ripped off one of my pouches on my belt, slid into this guy who's on the ground, and we had these little things called dead rags, and it's just a red cloth. So he had his cloth kind of out, and I put my hand on him, and I'm looking around, and, you know, nobody's shooting at us yet, and I'm counting to five, and, like, right when I get to four, I turn to look at him, and he pulls out his gun, and he has a different armband on.
Aww.
And he's like, boom.
He shot you
right in the side. Yeah, totally tricked me. Totally bamboozled. And I was like, that was amazing. I totally fell for it.
Yeah.
And the kids behind me were yelling. They're like, that's illegal. Can he do that? He's cheating. And I'm like, no, man.
Did they unload on him?
Yeah. They unloaded on us. I was still sitting there. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. So they shot him. And we talked about it for like the rest of the day. I ran across him every now and then. And he was, I don't know, 21 years old, you know. I'll be 45 at the end of July. So,
no, that's cool. That sounds like fun.
It's fun, dude. I feel like I'm 13. I feel like I'm 13 again.
Yeah.
You know?
With a bunch of 12-year-olds.
It's great. It's fantastic. I take video. I'm starting to put a little video montage thing together. It's good to take little side leaps from music, doing music all the time.
We'll get you a Chessy. Or no, you can actually get the ones that go on the end of your gun.
I've got one.
Yeah, you can put it on the end of your guns so when you're shooting.
I got a chest mount. I need to move it to a head mount because what happens is when you lay prone, you just get grasped. And there's a lot of hands. But I have one facing backwards on the gun. And then I have one on the chest. I'll move that to the head. And then I'd like to have one on top of the gun, too. Facing that way.
They've sucked me into it.
Yeah, I'm not letting him not do it. He made the mistake saying, I have an airsoft gun. I'm like, awesome, I'm buying three.
Right.
I now have a rifle, a SMG, and a pistol all waiting to go. And I was going to go today, but I had to do that, the Maverick stuff. Yeah. And but I'm ready to go out and get shot.
Yeah.
I'm ready to die.
You have to come by match first, and you have to be inducted because everybody takes a shot in the ass.
I thought more than one though
because every time you get it, there's also every time you get a new weapon, then you have to try it out and everybody gets shot in the ass.
Well, I'm kind of. That's okay, because I thought you guys were going to jump me in. That's how we're doing it. Like a whole gang initiation.
We could do that, too, if you want.
Not really.
Maybe if you just, like, show up, and we'll just lace you with BBs.
Nah. I'll do that. Well,
that'd be a good idea.
We had the 10-minute warning.
Oh, did we? Okay.
Should we set up for the show?
Sure.
All right.
So send it back to the studio.
We're going to send it back to the studio. It's been fun on the red carpet. Hey, Dave, who are you wearing tonight?
I'm wearing Dead Horse.
He's an amazing designer.
Your
dress looks amazing.
Like, it's fantastic, right?
The sequins and the beading. Look at that. I can almost see your nipples. Almost. It's kind of see-through, translucent.
I have to go back to the bathroom and apply more Vaseline so you can totally see them.
I want to see them.
Yeah.
All right, we're out.
Who doesn't?
We'll be back in a moment.
All right, I'm recording now, so in 3, 2, 1. All right, Jeff, we're approaching the moment we've all been waiting for all year. And that's the beginning of the Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards Showcase or
no
award ceremony.
Award ceremony.
2018. Is there anything you're looking forward to tonight?
I was looking forward to the food, which we had.
We've had the food
and the drinks. Now I'm looking forward to seeing who wins this stuff.
I'm going to bring the big mic down a little bit. What about performers? I'm really excited about seeing War Beast again.
I'm curious to see how that's going to work out.
This is Bruce Corbett's return to stage since having throat cancer. I'm really excited to see him come back. And I've seen him walking around. We saw him in the VIP room earlier. It was really, really nice.
Yeah, Eric Griffey said the sound check
was badass.
Quite loud, yeah, badass.
Are they kicking things off?
I don't know.
There's a lot of amps and a double kick bass.
We do have a double kick bass drum set
up there and everything.
Big amplifiers, stacks.
Are they going to make it just metal right off the bat?
I don't know. But I want to know why they're playing the Chili song over and over again like they did a couple of years ago.
I don't know. Here we go. Hey, it's starting now. All right. All right. It's getting sexy. The lights just went down. Everybody's cheering. I don't think this is I don't think this is War Beast.
Hang on, just give it a minute. Maybe it is.
Is this their intro music?
I think so.
Hey, is this Wolfenstein or
Wolf Trap?
Der Wolf Trap. It could be Der Wolf Trap. Oh, shit. Look behind you, Jeff. There's look dancers.
Oh, yeah.
There are dancers in the auditorium. They're everywhere.
They have rainbow flags, or not rainbow flags, colorful flags.
Colorful flags. It's like a,
belly dancing.
Are we at a burlesque strip show all of a sudden? I thought this was family friendly.
It's not burlesque. It's more belly dancing.
It is. It's a. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, check, 1, 2, 3. Is this thing on? Guys, this is not good for my shrooms.
Matt Stubbs, did you know this was going to start off as a strip show?
I did not, and this is terrible for shrooms.
No, I really like Actually, War Beast now.
War Beast is amazing. This is who Jeff thinks this is War Beast.
No, this isn't War Beast, Jeff.
Oh, okay. I thought
War Beast is a metal band.
They're a little crazy. It is
but
loud.
I heard that Der Wolf Trap will be playing later. And they went to the School of Music of Düsseldorf. For boys and girls, but mainly for boys.
That's a good school to go to.
Are you talking about Phineas and Ferb?
Excuse me?
Are you talking about Phineas and Ferb?
I don't think we can talk about penis and fur.
Can we talk about Der Wolf Trap?
What is Phineas and Ferb?
Wasn't that Dr. Wolf? I mean, what's the villain's name in Phineas and Ferb?
What's the name again? Hey, guys, you guys look like you're in a band. What's the name of your band?
It's the Wolf Trap, yeah.
The Wolf Trap?
Yeah. We're from Switzerton.
Oh. Switzerton.
Hold on, so now we have a glow-in-the-dark.
Do you guys have a background?
A light up hula.
Do you all have a background and shit?
We all have backgrounds, but mostly we are from a small village in Shantama.
I'm not sure what's happening here.
Have you heard of it?
Is that how you say it here, Shantama?
Well, I don't know what's more confusing. What's happening in front of us or what's happening behind us?
We're not even 3 seconds into this and it's already a disaster.
It's because of Stubbs.
Stubbs, get off the mushroom. Oh. So
mostly boys though?
What is happening?
We like boys.
On stage?
I don't know, but sure. I think this will be really good on mushrooms.
Yeah, this seems like it'd be a mushroom event.
I mean, look at that. She's got a lit up hula hoop that she's spinning around on her shoulders and arms. We have another girl with a snake-like whip that has lights all over it, pink and green and yellow and neon colors.
It looks like she's half jellyfish.
Then we got the pink hula hoop. It's kind of lazy. She's not really doing a whole lot. She's just kind of chilling.
I really don't know what to think of this. I mean, last year we had a badass opener by the guy sitting right in front of us, Vaden Lewis. He came out and did some acoustic Toadies covers, but this, I don't know where to put this. Was Eric Griffey on drugs?
I think so.
I hope so. I hope so. Oh, she dropped her hula hoop.
I think things are falling apart now. So, Trash Pockets, what exactly is happening here?
What's happening here?
I think it's some kind of a ritualistic sexual dance.
Ah, maybe so.
Hey, Trash Pockets.
He can't hear you.
Come here. Come back here.
So now we got gymnastics. The girls are doing gymnastics.
There's
cartwheels
swinging
and stuff. Uh-oh, I think she's got a lightsaber.
I think they're about to duel. They are. They lit them up with, like, lightsabers.
Is this a Star Wars thing?
Hold on just a second.
I saw them backstage, and I didn't realize what was going on.
Did you know?
To happen. I didn't know it was going to be a lightsaber duel.
Is this sexual in any way?
Yes, I think the earlier the.
Hold on. There's a.
The white hula hoop. Oh, they're bringing it back into play now.
Is that the egg?
That symbolizes
two.
The ovum.
Two
the
white
woman.
Hula hoops.
Okay.
I think this is an ancient tribal dance.
Is this supposed to get...
Is this some kind of Illuminati thing?
It's a fertility dance.
Is this supposed to get the awards going? Is this supposed to get us in the mood?
Yeah, exactly.
For the sex?
Get the juices flowing. The award juice.
I think the juices were flowing earlier with the free Bud Light that we were getting.
I think they ran out, unfortunately.
Oh, they've run out of Bud Light.
I mean, if they're going to do hula hoops, they should have had Zach up there. Zach's a master hula hooper.
I've only heard rumors of his legend in the hula hoop community.
I've never seen this stuff live.
Whoa, what's
going on now? What is that?
Darth Maul has entered the stage. We have a dual-bladed lightsaber that is going to attack the white ovaries.
Yes, I think it is the... I think that might... They might be symbolizing an IUD.
Is that Darth Maul?
I don't know. Like...
Is that Katana?
This is the Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards. We did not walk into the wrong building, right?
I think that we're at a Cirque du Soleil.
Or is this a dance deal?
Oh, shit.
Are we at a dance competition?
So she's got a... Hey, that's the kind of cape you need,
the
Trash Pocket.
The laser cape.
Oh.
I need a laser cape.
You need a laser cape, Trash Pocket.
All of a sudden, I feel so inadequate.
Oh, my God. Very inadequate.
That cape game is strong with her.
She's strong with her laser cape.
I don't know what to say. I'm at a loss for words.
I'm really
confused.
I've never
seen something so beautiful in all my life.
It is. It's confusing and beautiful and perfect.
I don't know that I could play a show all, but I would do it. I would not play guitar just so I could do that the entire show. Right there.
Stick wings and ovaries.
Symbolic.
The cape idea was lifted.
It was. See, people are already coming by here.
Yeah.
You guys are jerks. I can't believe you're here. What are you doing here?
Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of Fort Worth, Tony Diaz.
Listen, I want you guys to know that you're going to be part of my communications team. You're going to be on in my administration. Basically, you're going to berate a lot of people that come to your table and our various events, especially folks from Plano.
We can do it.
I'm totally down for that. We're in.
I have nothing against Plano. I just think it's funny if you berate people from Plano.
Heroin.
They're Plano people.
But this is a celebration of you.
Oh.
And a celebration of all...
Here's some of Eric's stand-up.
...musicians in town who didn't get nominated and the ones who don't know how to run. I'm not a part of anything. So, to put an event together like this requires a lot of help. So, very quickly, I'd like to thank our sponsors.
This is a very noisy show so far.
Local music stars, Bud Light. Can you hold up your Bud Lights?
We got some Bud Lights.
Some of you may not always drink Bud Light. You may not like Bud Light. But no one brand supports local music more than Bud Light.
When it's free, I'll drink it.
I drink it when it's free, too.
Maybe ask for a frosty Bud Light. Tell them the
In my independent research, I have found that to be true.
Yes. But... Once the free Bud Light ran out, what'd you go to?
I saw that they had a Lone Star Tallbase.
Our charitable partner, the United Way of Tarrant County. White Claw, hard seltzer.
Huh. What's White Claw?
I don't know. Why didn't they give that out for free?
Trinity River Distilling. Give them a big hand. Trinity River Distilling.
We didn't get any whiskey for free.
Nope.
And, of course, Goose Island beer.
Nor did we get any Goose Island, which was bought by
I didn't even
Budweiser.
Give me United Way.
The Ridgely Theater and their staff did give them a big round of
They
applause.
Really didn't give us any United Way.
Evil Audio Recording Studios.
Yeah. Jeff, you spent some time there?
Yeah, we did a show there.
Only local bands.
Red Pit's barbecue was good.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Did you have a big sausage?
I did have a big sausage. It was a big sausage.
What about that turkey leg? That turkey leg was gigantic.
Yeah, I didn't get the turkey leg, but it was big.
I saw Sosa trying to eat down one of those, and I was like, that's a commitment.
Oh, you should have saw her eat a turkey leg.
Did you guys enjoy the barbecue?
She ate that turkey leg down.
All of it?
All of it. To the bone.
Lady Lord is a turkey leg eating champion.
How cool was that?
No, she hates turkey legs.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, she
As a lot of you know, we have a music festival every year to accompany these awards. We'd like to recognize the
always when you go to an award show and you see the MC slash host of the award show just drinking a beer, a Bud Light at the podium. This is the Fort Worth way of doing things.
Yeah.
Practice what you preach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially in a venue that
he's
is
drinking a Bud Light.
A house of God. I want y'all to remember that. This is a house of God.
Yeah, those church earlier today. They had church earlier.
Did you come?
No.
Hello. I've been to the chat room.
Nobody said anything about the chat room.
I've been to Mass.
I've been to Mass.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I just got let in lift traffic.
We also want to thank our small but
are you in?
Crew
in?
They jumped in. Volunteers.
There are people.
Please give a round of applause for spending their Sunday with the people they see all week.
Amazing.
So we'll also be inducting a few bands into our.
This is what I'm excited about for.
Yeah, the War Beast thing.
And we'll have a few performances. First, we're going to have a tribute to Leon Rausch, performed by Jenny Mack, and then the Mighty War Beast.
All right. Jenny Mack and War Beast.
Followed by Jazz Fusion Impresario's Earth of Coolness.
What I would like to see is a War Beast fronted by Jenny Mack.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be interesting.
Presenting the awards so you don't have to look at my receding hairline for 3 hours. So I want to welcome our first presenter. She is on-air talent at 92.1 Hank FM and 106.9 The Ranch. Please give a warm welcome to Aaron Wilde.
All right.
You ever listen to The Ranch?
I never listen to The Ranch, but hey, how
Thank
you doing?
Thank you very much. I'm excited
I used to
be here. I've done a lot of award shows, but I don't usually get nervous. And then
hashtag me too.
How much can you mess it up?
She looks like a country girl, doesn't she?
Read the winner, but then there was Dean Harvey.
So I guess are we kicking things off with here. Country?
I'm not sure where she lives.
I'm really excited to be here. I've been doing radio for
Well, The Ranch is a country station.
So
not that you have to be a country person to work at a country station, but she has a country look, right?
They're not going to give her medal. Right? You always give country people to give away the country award.
So
yeah. We'll see.
And give up these awards. We're going to start it with the first award tonight.
First award?
Americana Roots.
Americana Roots.
Americana Roots.
Oh, I love the Roots.
This is
Kevin Aldridge.
Yeah.
Who's the nominee?
Chucho.
Cutthroat Finches.
Jacob Furr. That was your favorite, wasn't it? Or Kevin Aldridge was your favorite.
Matthew McNeil.
I think so. I think it was Kevin Aldridge.
Taylor Greg Mills. Jake Palaszczuk.
All right.
Quaker City Nighthawks.
Look what happened to the names.
They're
back now.
Someone's running behind on the Microsoft PowerPoint presentation.
Quaker City Nighthawks is the winner.
Of course, Quaker City. Ooh. Quaker City wins. Americana Roots Rock. I have a question, Jeff. On the right side of the stage, there's a young lady with a table and a bunch of
She's got the sampler over there.
Are those panties? Or?
Yeah, those are the panties.
Those are the panties. Oh, okay.
The lady in the hat.
Why do they look smaller than normal? Are they the right size?
Thank you for participating.
I don't know what he said, but quick speech about Quaker City Nighthawks.
I think
best
he was just picking it up for
Americana
them.
Americana Roots Rock.
I believe he was just picking it up.
Our second award of the night is for our hard rock category.
Oh, hard rock.
Hard
this
rock.
This is the Me Thinks category.
The Dangits.
People seem to like the Dangits.
They're all right. Drag the Ocean.
That's pretty cool.
Duel of Two L's.
Fog.
Fog of Two G's.
Good band.
Peter.
They're good.
Peter with two E's.
Huffer.
And Huffer with two F's.
The Me Thinks.
We have a guy from the Me Thinks on here. It'd be awesome if y'all won, and you have to go up there and get it.
Panda Volcanic's going to win.
Pinkish
Black.
Pinkish
Black.
Stone Machine Electric.
And the winner is?
Pinkish Black.
Volcano.
I told you Panda Volcanic was going to win. They always win.
I'm tired of them.
They win whatever category
they're
in.
I'm tired of that fucking band winning.
You put them whatever category.
I'm going to have them.
You can put them in Americana Roots Rock and they would win.
I'm going to have them hunted down and their legs broken. Not really.
And not that she needed to. I think Ansley lost weight. She looks good. She looks
no,
thin.
Look good. I'm just giving them hell because I always win. They're a great band.
I also booed my own band.
I don't. Well, they're looking for. Looking for a lost dog? How many categories are the Methinks in? Seven?
I think two or three.
Two? All of them? No. Except America, Kana, Root Rock?
No. They kicked us out of that category last year.
Panic Volcanic, best hard rock band.
Panic Volcanic, there you go. Who Ansley just had a big write-up. I've seen her around lately. She's a new hand-drawn artist.
She's getting ready to have a new sing or a new solo album out in a couple weeks.
Whoa!
Rock album of the year.
That's quick.
No kidding.
This is usually a
Dead Vinyl Gold Mine. Mean Motor Scooters that record for
those guys. Fuck them.
Siberian Traps album Indicator.
No, good. They're really the good. Flowers,
the Daybreak. Mean Motor Scooter is.
That's Jackson again.
People like Steve the Daybreak hits.
Panic Volcanic.
Keep the streak going.
Oil Boom.
Into the Archer.
Those guys are pretty good. I mean,
I recognize that name. Goldmine,
Dead Vinyl. Wow.
Wow.
I really didn't see that.
Nice.
That's two awards back to back.
I love all those guys.
That goes to members of Panic, Volcanic, and Goldmine. And Dead Vinyl, right?
Yeah, the bass player.
The bass
is
player
in both.
Is shared.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Bass players That's are pretty true. Spare. I mean, I'm talking.
He's two for two so far.
Experience.
He's got a good streak going. I don't know if he can keep it going, but.
Yeah.
He goes three for three. Pretty impressive.
They're up for a lot more.
Thank you guys so much. We're Dead Vinyl. We're just trying to rock as hard as we can. And we
I do play in a band with his brother.
Thank you so much.
Just keep fist.
All the time.
He did?
We're not nominated for anything, nor have we played in a very long time.
We need some more one-fingered fist in our life.
I was hoping so. I hope to make it true sometime soon.
I would like to hear some more one-fingered fist.
I would like to make some more fist.
So,
what we have here, like, culture. I believe in it, and I know you guys believe in it too. So, thank you so much for supporting us. Let's keep
this
going.
I love Parker. He's always rah, rah, rah.
Was that a political statement?
He's a good dude.
He was saying to keep making good shit, and we'll make this city a national thing.
He wasn't screaming about freeing Che.
No.
From Huffer.
Yeah, very good.
Texas music, Convoy.
Convoy.
Holy moly. Tommy Luke.
Two first names. Good.
Rodney Parker. Red Shanahan. Shahan.
Grady Spencer and the Work.
Grady Spencer and the Work. Oh,
it'll be Vandaliers. I want Convoy.
Vandaliers.
Vandaliers.
Nice. So,
now the Vandaliers are on top of it right now.
Josh is here somewhere.
What I'm starting to find out is that my Russian farming hacking has not worked.
It didn't work for you.
Any of the Duport bands so far.
Your Facebook ads didn't work for you this time either.
My Facebook ads didn't work, and my gold mining of people's cell phones to try to send them certain directions just did not work either.
Man.
So these awards are very disappointing to me so far. I mean, congratulations to everybody that won, but.
These guys just got signed to Bloodshot Records.
Did they really?
Yes. Two or three weeks ago, maybe.
Everybody's a winner.
Congratulations.
We have to be the nerdiest in the room, right? With microphones and headphones on, we're the nerdiest people.
Oh, yeah, we definitely stand out. People are looking at us like, what the hell's happening over there?
What? Who are those guys? We're their pocket protectors.
Our next award is for the live band.
This
live
is weird.
Band.
Oh, no.
They're all out of order.
Oh, excellent showman.
Boy and the Cattleman.
Excellent showman. Excellent showman also.
Duel to us.
Excellent. Henry the Archer.
Henry the Archer.
Those guys are decent. Showman.
Holy Moly.
Holy Moly.
Those guys are decent.
Mean Motor Scooter.
Ooh.
Those guys.
Mean Motor Scooter.
I was kind of hated on them earlier.
Boo
like
those guys.
Oh. Screw those guys.
The meat stinks.
Oh, he's
Andy Pickett. Andy's
good. Royal Sons.
Royal
those
Sons.
Guys. I saw those guys last night.
Rodeo.
Yeah.
Rodeo.
And War Party.
War Beast. The War Party.
War Party.
And the winner is Royal Sons.
Holy shit.
Very nice.
Maybe my Russian hacking did work.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
Nice.
Wow.
So they can't play the Royal Sons music while they're waiting. How are they doing that?
Because it's all on a thumb drive in my car.
No.
I'm not allowed to share it yet. But they were on the sampler. They
we'll
can play their song. Yeah.
We'll insert some Royal Sons here in post.
We'll just put it. Oh,
all right. Thank you. I told Chad he got the last one. I get this one. This is mine.
All right. That's
what
a Newport band.
Thank you very much, Taylor.
This is
Royal Sons Live.
They are some
best live band.
They are on the. They're brothers of my label.
The kid looks really young.
Their family. He plays the trombone.
Bassist performance.
These are way out of order, and it's
our
weird.
Are Chris Luther,
somebody put it on shuffle.
These awards are on shuffle.
Jacob Pulling, Bodio, making me nervous.
Jacob Pulling.
Charles Marchbanks, Chillamundo, and Drug.
Charles Marchbanks.
Charles Marchbanks.
Chillamundo.
Joe Tackle.
Nice.
Joe Tackle.
Little Joe Tackle.
With an Ellie.
Zach Tucker. Dead
I don't know. This one makes me nervous.
Zach
man.
Tucker.
This one makes me nervous.
And the winner is...
Zach Tucker.
Zach Tucker.
That motherfucker.
That goddamn
good vinyl. Racking him up.
Zach Tucker, you motherfucker.
You know what we're going to have to do, right? That's three.
Buy him a beer.
That's three. He's not three for three, but he's already got three out of like.
He's got three panties
five,
already.
3%.
You know what I think it is?
Like
it's 50%. His hair.
He's got pretty hair.
It's his hair. His hair does it. I think it's Pantene.
It's got to be Pantene.
It's got to be Pantene. I mean, it looks absolutely amazing.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe.
I think that's eyeliner. And
I don't know if they make shampoo in L'Oreal.
Yeah, I can't hear what he's saying.
We should have sat closer. You can't hear anything back here.
Uh-uh.
It's too loud. There's everybody back here. We're in the party section.
But Zach Tucker is definitely given a nice, heartwarming, grateful, full of gratitude.
It had to. It was something about puppies and kitties.
Titties?
Kitties.
Oh, kitties.
Oh, Pop.
Pop. Pop.
The nominees are Crystal Furs.
This is a me thing.
Crystal Furs.
Ronnie Hart.
Ronnie Hart.
The Hendersons.
Hightower.
I am happy.
I am happy.
Southern
Sand. Benny Mayhem. The Unlikely Candidates.
Zach's going to be very upset. Somewhere right now, Zach is very upset.
And the winner is the Hendersons.
Now Zach is doubly upset.
We need to check on Zach, make sure he doesn't have the revolver under his chin.
Make sure he's okay.
All right. It is okay.
Yeah, who's Zach's buddy? Who's on Zach Patrol? And here's Nolan from the Hendersons.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks so much. You guys are awesome.
Nolan Henderson thinks you're awesome.
I'm glad. Noah Henderson's cool. Whatever.
Winner of Pop is the Hendersons.
Our next award is for EP of the Year.
God, these are
EP of the Year. Yes.
Our nominees are
on shuffle.
The Bulls.
The Bulls.
Big fan.
Not the Bulls, just Bulls.
Big fan.
Flashback. Good.
Going Up to Space. Shadows of Jets.
Shadows of Jets.
I like this album.
Isle of Man. The Kush.
The Kush.
Bruce Burrell.
Jesse Gage.
Jesse's good.
Big Heaven, Jesse Gage again.
Winter EP, Rex, and years later,
where's he at?
Washed Up Ruby.
Who's it going to be?
Our winner is the Isle of Man.
Yeah. Oh, Kush.
Kush is a big fan.
The Kush. I met the Kush earlier. Nice folks.
I love their weed.
Yeah, they got good Kush weed.
Where are your Russian hacker at? They can't spell.
I saw Kush play at the Music Awards showcase. I thought it was a two-piece, but they actually had like a full band.
Let's take some time getting up on stage. No, there's no hurry. I mean, no one's.
They're super chill.
It is the Kush, and the Kush would be
super chill.
Super chill. I see where you're going with that, Joe. That's it.
A lady of many words.
James, did you have a speech prepared for tonight?
I do. Go England.
Hey, who just won?
The Kush.
The Kush. Are we should write it up there.
Country and Western.
Country and Western.
Country and Western.
And our nominees are Convoy and the Cowboy.
Yeah! Convoy and the Cowboy.
Summer Dean.
She's a really good
Summer Dean.
My brother plays with them.
Joseph Wayne Miller. Joe Savage.
Joseph Wayne Miller's really good. The way it cheered.
Brett Chahan.
He's a good dude. Good dude.
Our winner is...
Good dude.
Joe Savage.
Joe Savage.
Joe Savage.
Nice. Yeah.
He's
I don't know that he's won one of these yet.
I don't think he has either. And he's got his hair. It's kind of growing long. Back. It's kind of getting long.
Yeah, it is. Well, good for Joe Savage.
Good for Joe. Let's see what he says.
Thank y'all so much. This is really awesome. Unexpected. Such a surprise. This whole scene has such a great impact on my life, and I know on everyone else's too. And, I'm just really thankful that y'all listen to all this music. And, appreciate this. Thank you so much.
Well, very cool, Joe Savage.
Very, very cool. That was not a very...
It wasn't
radically
a savage speech at all.
I was expecting radical politics, and there was none.
Our next award is for Avant-Garde Experimental.
Uh-oh, Avant-Garde Experimental.
Our nominees are Earthchild and Furious.
Earthchild. I hope they win.
Frosty.
Oh, that's your favorite. Frosty.
Yeah, Frosty.
Unzelta. Mindspiders.
Our buddy Unzelta.
Mindspiders.
That's kind of spiders.
All these are really good. None of them are really avant-garde.
This one's a tough category.
Wired Nest Quartet.
Our next show, we're going to have a...
And our winner is...
Frosty on.
Mind Spiders.
You can't beat that. They're huge.
That's a great record.
They're a big band. And they deserve it now.
They could not be here this evening, but we will go
through. Oh, they're not gonna bring them in by satellite?
No. They were in Sweden?
I think so.
Electronic Beach Priest, you big fan.
Beach Priest.
Blacker Carrot.
Squanto. He won last year.
Starbase.
Star Bass.
Titles.
It's a bass.
Titles. There it goes.
You thinking of Squanto again?
Titles.
Our winner is Star Bass Labrador.
Yay, Star Bass.
Star Bass.
Yes, Star Bass. Star Bass is amazing.
Fishies in outer space.
No star bass for you, sir.
Yeah, no.
No what?
Hey,
Star bass.
Oh, I bathe in stars every day.
Now check out what the guy from Star Bass is wearing.
He looks like he's here with his stage outfit. Right here, Tyler?
It's some sort of space suit. Yeah, it's a white jumpsuit with black trim.
Fort Worth would be such a great scene. I'm so glad to be part of it for so long. Keep going and doing it all over. It's great.
All right. Here comes Eric Griffey with, I think, the Hall of Fame.
I'd like to throw out here that this is a packed room.
This is a packed room.
The room is absolutely full of people. This is a good crowd.
Standing room only.
It's a good crowd.
This is our custom every year. We induct bands or people into our Hall of Fame as a way to honor and respect their entire career.
Scott said this.
Today we'll be inducting Leon Rausch, Bob Wills, and Texas Playboys. He couldn't be here to say a few words to induct him into the Hall of Fame. Please give a warm welcome to Tommy Alverson.
Hello. Welcome to the Fort Worth Weekly Music Awards.
This is the Hall of Fame portion.
This is the Hall of Fame portion.
This guy's from the Texas Playboys, I think he said. Texas Playboys.
Oh, okay. Did you see Joe Savage one?
I did see Joe Savage one. That's very cool.
It is cool.
I like Joe Savage.
It's too bad we can't hear what he's saying.
Yeah, I don't know what he's saying.
I bet he's saying something really cool, too.
He's talking about that old man. There's a picture of an old cowboy on the screen.
He's probably talking about how they used to party hard.
You can think of what he's talking about. So I think the old guy on the screen was the Texas Playboy. Maybe this other guy is like friend or relative. I'm not sure. I didn't quite catch it.
I bet he fishes.
I bet he did. He might be dead or sick.
Well, I'm talking about the guy talking.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you he fishes. He probably fishes for crappie.
You think he's a crappie fisherman?
For sure, man.
Maybe. I bet he likes largemouth bass or catfish.
Oh, they're about to do a song. Oh, cool.
So this is Jenny Mack.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure the girl with the accordion is Jenny Mack. This will be good.
I'm pissed off at our audio engineers that they didn't set it up to where we could hear what the actual presenters and the winners are saying. Someone's getting fired.
Someone should get fired. Yeah, Leon Rouse.
Awesome.
Here's Jenny Mack.
Hope you're on.
All right, everybody, it's Jeffrey Lord live at, where am I at? The Fort Worth Weekly Awards.
We're at the Ridgely Theater with the Fort Worth Weekly Awards. So Jenny Mack is playing.
Jenny Mack is playing.
Playing Leon
Rausch's song.
Rausch's song.
Texas Playboy.
Oh, yeah. He's 90 years old this year.
Yeah. It's awesome.
That's really neat. I hope I live that long. I might not.
Well, I'm glad to see that you're still alive after they called you I Am Happy.
Yeah, I'm happy about the results of that that contest.
You don't mind losing to the Hendersons?
No, I don't mind losing to the Hendersons. I'll just stew about it for a while.
Yeah, we could take Nolan Robinson out.
Yeah, let's just tackle him and kill him. Just
not
kidding.
Not kill him. Just like take his kneecaps out.
We'll kill his career.
Right.
Yeah. We'll
break his fingers.
Yeah. Make him smell bad.
Do we put trash in his pockets, like trash pockets?
Johnny Trash Pockets over here.
He can't hear you. He ain't wearing headphones.
Yeah, no microphone, no earphones.
But he is sitting next to us.
Dustin's wearing earphones now.
I am. If you go to the bathroom, it's like a dysfunctional family reunion.
Yeah, is everybody talking trash in the bathroom about the winners?
Well, you stand around, and you see everybody you know, and then it's like you're all about to be standing next to each other holding your unit in your hand. But it's very weird, like, the conversations that were happening in the bathroom and how...
Hey, man, if you really think about it, we're always holding our unit in our hand.
We are.
Was there smoking in the boys' room?
It was. There was some smoking. There was some talk about smoke in the boys' room. And we were talking about, with the remodel of the Ridgely, you'd think there'd be more than 3 urinals and 1 toilet. Like, they should have brought a trough in.
Sure.
They made that whole entryway just a restroom.
So they're playing a little mini show here, huh?
Well, it's like last year. They did 3 songs last year.
Do you think Warby's will play 3 songs?
Yeah.
I gotta get some more booze.
Because I want to go smoke
a cigarette.
I do too.
Why don't you go, hey, I'll take a big whiskey and Coke. I love his mustache. It's
you
greatness.
Like that? Yeah.
It's very 70s porn style, Zach.
Yeah, with the shirt.
So, no water? No Topo Chico?
Well, I said don't go yet.
Oh.
Do you like Topo Chico?
They do.
I don't like it. I can't drink it.
These are the sober committee. I can't drink it either. I don't like sparkling water. I'm not a fan of sparkling water. I want my water boring. Maybe some flavor, no sparkling.
So if I go smoke, can you find a partner?
Do what?
If I go smoke, can you find a partner?
Yeah, we just throw it at somebody.
All right. All right. And I'm with Jeff Lord signing off. I'm throwing it to somebody.
All right. Just grab someone and tell them to come over here. I'm going to stop the tape till someone comes back.
Hello, hello. Someone is here.
And that was it. So how was your smoke?
It was good.
Yeah? You had that cigarette.
I'm relaxed now. I'm calmer. Now that I got that nicotine going through my veins, my creative juices are flowing.
Is that a showstopper when y'all do your show? Do you have to? I got to go smoke.
No, but we don't do a three-hour show.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
You're professionals.
I smoke a cigarette on the porch when I get there. We go inside, we do the show, and then we come outside and smoke a cigarette on the porch and talk about other stuff.
Did y'all time it just right to where the nicotine doesn't ever leave your body?
As you should.
It's
right.
Always there.
Right.
As soon as I start going, I need a cigarette. Okay, it's time to go.
Over.
You ever thought about doing the snus or whatever they call it? Where you
ever thought about it?
You ever thought about it?
No.
Instead of smoking, you could just put one of those little pouches in your lip and just continue to do the show.
I think more about quitting.
You wouldn't have to stop down the show. Like, I got to go smoke.
You know, I've got 3 Cuban cigars I need to smoke. I can go get them. We can smoke them here in a minute.
Well, he only smokes cigars that are stuffed with cannabis.
So we're not going to talk about the awards anymore. We're going to just talk about other stuff since we're not, you know.
Is that the plan?
So after, I did actually find someone to continue on with.
That's me right now. I'm someone.
No, I went and I abducted someone, and it's going to start our show.
Right.
The Jerry Jonestown Massacre. So if you want to hear part 2 of this, hop on your little phone there or your listening device. Go to iTunes.
Stitcher,
Google Play.
JerryJonestownMassacre.com. You can play
it
right
on the website. What if you have a Nokia 6160?
It's got a browser on it, so you can go to the website.
Okay.
And let's do it. You can stream.
Could I go to a public library if they let me in and pull it up on one of their computers and go to a website or something?
JerryJonestownMassacre.com.
Okay.
And yeah.
What about an abascus?
I don't know what that is. I don't know what just happened.
I don't know
what.
All I can think of is like...
Is an abacus not a thing?
I think it's... Is it abacus?
Those
little things that...
An
like,
abacus? Like the thing you count with? Meth,
no, like, that's not what I was thinking.
What like, is an abacus?
I don't think you can listen to a podcast on that.
An abacus is a fish. Okay, guys? It's a fish.
It's not a fish.
It is a fish.
It's not a fish.
It's a fish. It's a native Texan East fish.
No, I have a book of all the native fish of Texas, and that is not one. Do you know the state fish of Texas is the Guadalupe bass?
It's amazing. Did this just turn in from an award show to a fishing show?
He brought up fish in his abascus.
Because you guys are denying that an abascus fish is real.
It's not
because
real.
Because you tried to say.
It's a tisket, a tasket, a green and yellow abascus.
Now I can't.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. There is a red abascus pumice fish from Africa.
You know, I've got the internet right here in my lap, and I can look anything up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
So look up JerryJonestownMassacre.com and listen to part 2. And the conclusion of the amazing audio. I mean, who will come out as the winner? It's like
you.
It's already like Thursday or Friday by now. You already know who the big winner of the week was. But in case you didn't, you get to hear it.
Here's
now.
How it all went down.
Yeah. You know what, man?
And you know what? Coming up, our show was hijacked by terrorists that took it over for about 30 minutes.
Well, there might have been one terrorist, but there was also like a movie star. The guy from Chasing Amy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So thanks for having us on, man.
My name is Earl.
Thanks for letting us be on your rock show.
Yeah, I appreciate you letting me be on your rock show in a minute.
Talk about House Harkonnen.
It's been a fun split, so let's continue it with our episode.
Wait.
Yeah, because I haven't given any of my opinions about the show or the winners and losers, and I'm going to do that at the end of the next one, part 2.
Yeah, that's where the big opinions
will be. So I'm still
going
to be here.
Yeah.
So if you listen to the Funky Town podcast for me, and you're like, I don't want to listen to Jerry Jonestown Massacre because Jeff's not going to be there, I'm still going to be there.
Okay, cool.
And
well,
if you're a fan of us but hate Jeff, sorry, he's still going to be around.
Still there.
He's still
suckers.
There.
Yeah, all right. Well, just like Dustin said, thanks for letting us see your split, and we'll see you on the other side.
So you split.
Drummers on the floor, and I'm here with my buddy. I should do better than that. So I take a